Welcome to Wolf Den's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. We're back, JC, a little bit of a break last week after our huge Saturday session for the Golden Easter Egg.
Yeah, it was a long night that Saturday night and definitely got a bit rowdy afterwards after getting out of jail. So it was good to have the week freshen up, Rich, but we're ready to rip and tear into this week. We're obviously going to go through a show rundown right now.
Yeah, we are. So let's have a look at what we're going to talk about today. JC's Thursday set will come first up. Have a quick look at your results, which is still tracking along well. You were 2 out of 3 from our last show. Yes. Hard to do a whole lot better than that. Warrnambool Cup. We're going to have a look at the Warrnambool Cup heats. We've got the Warrnambool Cup on tomorrow night. Obviously, the Warrnambool Racing Carnival is on as well over the hurdles and all that kind of stuff. But they have a great meeting, a great greyhound meeting culminating the Warrnambool Cup tomorrow. So we're going to have a look at the heats and then have a bit of a look at the final. The 7:15 is from the Gardens. Have a bit of a look at that. You'll tell us about what the 7:15 actually is. A bit of a new initiative by Greyhound Racing New South Wales and Ladbrokes. And then we'll wrap it all up as usual. So why don't we get into it? Your Thursday set, mate, how's it looking?
Yeah, well, I didn't like Hobart this week. I thought on first look the card was quite difficult. So I've gone to Albion Park. I've got 3 tips there. First of which, race 1, number 5, Hoshino. He was well supported on debut in a heat of the Eric Thompson Memorial and duly saluted for punters in 30-43. He was no match, admittedly, last week for Golden Bear, but I really liked his tenacity. He chased inside and outside of runners and he really hit the line well for second. On paper, it's a bit of a sticky draw, but I think cheers for Bella and he's outside in box 6. She likes to use the track, so I think he'll get underneath her early. And if he's close enough, he's certainly good enough in this type of race. Race 5, number 3, August Bob. First start in Queensland for Tony Brett, who hasn't had a runner in 2024, but Tony needs no introduction. He's practically, if he's not a Hall of Fame trainer in Queensland, he's soon to be one. He's one of the best trainers in Australia, let alone Queensland. Brings A1 form to this race, having won and run in 29.35 at Wentworth Park on Golden Easter Egg heat night. Was a little bit unlucky in the semi-finals and then had no luck again from box 8 the other night at Wentworth Park. Drawn quite well here. 2 slow beginners inside him in Duffman and Aston Hornet. And box 4, Bye-Bye Swiper, is also a bit of a slow beginner. So I think he can lead this race. And if he does that, nothing will catch him. And then race 9, number 7, All Natural. Contested the Easter Egg Series. Obviously didn't do anything in the final. But watching the replay, he had no luck from box 6. He got squeezed from inside and out. He gets back to his home track here. Practically a fortress. Out of his last 8 starts over this track and trip, he's won 7 of them, with the only defeat coming to the hands of Morton, who will be obviously covering in the Warrnambool Cup. So I think he's really well boxed here in the 7. Box 6, Bears Bullet will look to cut to the rails, while Volante in box 8 likes to use the track. So I think All Natural can get the job done for us in race 9 at Albion Park.
Unreal. Okay, let's have a look at your results. 2 from 3 last week, as I said. Percentage on Turner is still outstanding, 10% at SP. SP is starting price. You can probably do a lot better than that. Opening price, a lot of your dogs firm right up.
All 3 did. And the one that lost, we tipped on an each-way basis. And he was $18 into 380, which was a sick result. He runs second, beaten about half a length. And duly saluted last week for our punters that kept the faith.
Yep. All right, let's keep rolling. So the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup heats, they were last Thursday. We're going to go to the final tomorrow night. And the first heat we're going to look at was Heat 2, looking at Fernando Phil from the blue.
Yeah, he left on terms with the field but was able to explode through, take the lead, basically due to boxes 1-3 missing this start. Box 5, Lady Julia, she ran off a lane at the box rise too. So it really helped this dog find the front. And once he was there, he was never going to get run down. He had won the Horsham Cup a month earlier, beaten Explicit. Funnily enough, he was 0-3 heading into that race at Warrnambool, so he's broken the curse. And yeah, he's pretty much confirmed himself as one of the best dogs in Victoria, and the Victorians probably have the best dogs across the country right now. So he's an all-star talent and will be very hard to beat in the final.
All right, let's move to another all-star talent, Morton. Heat 4 from the checks.
Yeah, another one that just stepped on terms with the field, but once he got past Irish Nicky in box 1 and he just really holds off Zelda Chaos in box 6 here, finds the front and went really good. I was quite surprised looking at Morton's record. In his 26-start career, he has never actually run on a one-turn track, or the Victorians like to call it the U-turn track. So all of his starts have been on 2-turn tracks. Judging by his racing traits, I think he's very well suited to a one-turn event, just purely because if the only knock about Morton is sometimes at the top level, he's a little bit touch and go out of the boxes. But once he gets left in clear air, which he will get on these one-turn tracks, he's absolutely dynamite down the back straight. So he was the fastest qualifier in 24.87.
All right, let's go to Heat 6. Watching Flying Zulu from the red.
Yeah, Kingsley Bale here in box four. Shout out to the King. He steps best here, but he quickly gets burnt off by Flying Zulu in box one. You've got Matlock there in box three who's pushing through there, and it becomes a bit of a two-dog slug down the home straight. Flying Zulu just pops off the inside rail here, which gives Matlock in the white rug the rails run, and he just misses in a tight photo finish there. Both these runners will qualify for this week's final.
Okay, fantastic. Let's now go and look at said final. We've got the box draw, we've got the market, it's up there now. What did you make of it, mate?
Yeah, speed-wise, I think there's good speed out here from the eight-dog Bernie Burrow. Fernando Fill is typically a really solid beginner, and Morton and also Matlock. Matlock is a very, very quick jump and run dog. Once he gets his into his groove, I guess, heading into that first turn, he can really reel off a really fast section. Morton was incredibly impressive here. He was on a seven-day backup from a Sandgroper run at Cannington, had to travel back to Victoria, was having his first official look at Warrnambool. Not sure if he's trialled there behind closed doors, but he was just really impressive. It was his first look on a one-turn track. I think he's boxed relatively well here. I do admit Trooper Tears in box two does want to use the track a little bit, as does Super Shanks, but I think he has the speed to cross both of those, find the rails. And then I think the danger, as the market suggests, Matlock at $4.40, he actually opened up $8, which was probably the bet in this race, and that's why he's firmed into that price. It's probably the only dog in this race that could potentially run down Morton if he found the arm. So I think those are the two, but I think Morton will get first crack at the bunny and be really hard to run down.
All right, let's keep rolling. We can go to the 7.15. Just quickly tell us a little bit about the 7.15.
Yeah, well, it was an initiative introduced by Grand Race New South Wales in 2022, and to get people into the race, they've labelled it the richest staying race in the world, which it is. It's run for $500,000 to the winner. Wow. Miss Esme took out the inaugural running in 2022 for Jack Smith, while Zipping Orlando steeled the race last week from Nangar Rocket. So it's an open graded race for all ages except to maidens. And yeah, last Friday there were four heats that we've got to go through right now.
Yeah, okay, so let's start with Val Policella, the star bitch. She's jumping out of the six.
Yeah, been a long time from box five, gets the best of the jump here. From he finds the lead very easily. Sinrap explode in box four, crosses to second. But the dog in focus here, as Rich just mentioned, it's the number six, the green rug Val Policella, Queensland superstar stayer. She just finds a gap there underneath. Sinrap explode and just pushes Sugar Jack out of the road, and watch her glide down the back here. She gets underneath, been a long time, and she's got to set up a big winning margin here. The official margin was just over 10 lengths. She's run 41.51, which was only a length and a half outside the track record, and I just love her strength through the line there. She actually had the fastest run home time of the entire night.
Okay, let's keep rolling to heat two. Might have been from box five, but the big dog to watch in this one is the King. Palawa flopped out as usual, and what happened?
Yeah, he was a bit flat, the King, but we'll go through this race as from the top. Al Zanity, box three, steps best, but number five in the yellow rug, Might Have Been, gets the better of him and takes control of the race. If you're on Palawa King here in the green rug, you'd be pretty comfortable where he's landed from what we've seen in previous months. Once he's landed in clear air about third or fourth, he's typically been too good for his rivals, and I'd have to say it was a bit of an indifferent run. There was nothing in the stewards report to suggest why he's gone, I guess, average here. Without being disrespectful to the dog in the black rug, Redeemer Blue, he's only a graded dog in Victoria and maybe a potential lower tier group stayer, whereas Palawa King is thought to be one of the best stayers, if not the best stayer in Australia, and he struggled to get past him. So not sure what happens to the King now. I guess there might be, I wouldn't say a few doubts, but the Sandown Cup's not too far away and he's favourite in that market now, so I guess that's his next target. But
maybe he needs a little bit of a break, bit of a freshen up.
Yeah, well, he did have a break going into the Association Cup, so you like to think that wasn't really the issue. He had 3 weeks off from his Country Classic run, so he'll have to get a break now, so he won't be seen, I assume, till the Sandown Cup in late May.
Okay, let's move to Heat 3. Raider's Guide from the Czechs.
Yeah, Ritza Piper here returned from a four-month break in box five, and she actually stepped best, but it's Raider's Guide, the Tasmanian. He got left alone early, and he was having his first crack over the staying trip, and He absolutely shanghaied out, went straight to the front, and he's just got a ripping turn of speed, this dog. He quickly put up to 10 lengths on this field. He did go extremely wide exiting that first turn there, but that was just purely down to track experience. He's never run there publicly. He had trial there in the lead up to the race and gone super, but I just think he's a dog that's got to continue to get better. Ritza Pipe here in box five, she was a phenomenal run. I'm pretty sure she's a group one winning bitch. Brilliant stayer. She takes good ground off him late. And as mentioned, that was her first run in 4 months. So she's sure to take improvement out of the race, as will Raiders Guide being his first run at the 700 metres.
Very good. Let's move to heat four. Kenya Amy from the seven.
Yeah, Aston Costello in box eight and Kenya Amy begin best, but it's Aston Costello that has that really good high cruising speed over the 600 on show here over the 700 metres, finds the front, quickly puts up to half a dozen lengths on Kenya Amy. She lobs into a really prominent position, considering what we've seen from her in previous weeks in the Association Cup. She's landed in probably a worse position to that and finished off really well against the best dogs, or some of the best days in Australia. Once she got there, Aston Costello was in a world of pain, and he eventually didn't even qualify for the final. So unlucky there, I guess. But yeah, Kenya Amy, she streaks away. She wins this race by 5 to 6 lengths in 41.64. And the dog in box three there, like Wildfire, was a little bit unlucky early, but he's a bit of a dangly dog and he does need luck in his racing. He scrapes through on the rails there and just qualifies for this race. And I think he's double digits in the final, but he's got the X factor on his night to take out a race of this nature.
So what does it all mean? Let's go and we'll have a look at the final and do a bit of a preview. There it is there. Valpolicella Raiders Guide dominate things.
Yeah, I think from a speed factor, as we saw there, might have been winning the second heat from box five. Showed really good speed on that occasion. So I think that dog will potentially lead this field. But I think Raiders Guide, yeah, the box draw makes this race really interesting because as a lover of Tasmanian greyhound racing, I know Raiders Guide back to front, really, really massive fan of this dog, and he's just boxed perfectly in the eight rug. Really brings him into calculations here. If he could potentially get a little bit stronger in his back section, he's got to take a really good dog to beat him, and I think Valpolicella is a really good dog. She's a strong stayer. Don't think she could have drawn much better here in box one, and I think with that box draws, that's why she's obviously favourite, and I don't see any reason why she could potentially be even odds on in a race like this. She was just so strong through the line there. I just love the way she glided down the back straight like she was floating on clouds pretty much. So I think she's going to be very hard to beat here. She's gone really well from inside box draws in these major group staying finals. So she's the one for me. And as mentioned, I was really, really impressed with Ritza Piper there. I think she'll take a great benefit from that run. And she's probably the dog. Considering she only ran 2.5 lengths off Raiders Guide, you're getting 3 times the price of him. Mm-hmm. She's definitely got improvement in her. She's run about half a length off the track record here, so she can definitely get her time down a length or two, which might be good enough to challenge the top fancy. So I'd be with Valpolicella and maybe sprinkle Ritza Piper into your exotics or potentially an each-way basis.
Outstanding. All right, it's a pretty short, sharp show today. We're basically at the end. So next week, come back and we'll review the Warrnambool Cup and the 7.15.
Yep.
We've got the Harrison Dawson and the Sapphire Crown as well coming up, both really, really good races.
Yeah, Group 1 races. Harrison Dawson, you've got dogs such as Explicit, Hector Fawley, Big Energy. Pretty much every dog we saw in the Sand Grope will be going towards that race. And the Sapphire Crown, I saw footage of McKenna having a post-to-post at Sandown the other day. She absolutely flew. I think she went like 22.18 or something, which is unheard of. So she'll go towards the Sapphire Crown. I think she's about $3 favourite in futures markets. And obviously she should be, judging the way she's been going. So back on her home deck, she'd be very hard to beat.
And the Sandown Cup, one of the biggest races of the year, not that far away, as you said.
Yeah, well, we'll have Palawa King in that race, hopefully, yeah. Judging off that indifferent run there. And then you'll have, obviously, dogs such as Valpolicella and Raiders Guide. So if you're tuned in on Friday night for the 7.15, that'll be the main form reference for the Sandown Cup, which is about 4 weeks away.
Fantastic. Great episode. We'll see you next week. Hope you back some winners between now and then. Up the den. See you soon.